Some of the victims of the Life Sedimeni tragedy will now need to wait even longer for the rest of their compensation. A report in Eyewitness News today that the Gauteng government is preparing to head to court to ask for a curator to be put in charge of administering the claim payout process. You'll remember that almost 1,600 psychiatric patients were caught up in this scandal when they were moved from Life Sedimeni homes to ill-equipped and underfunded NGOs in Gauteng in 2015. At least 144 people died. In March 2018, retired Deputy Chief Justice Dikgang Moseneke made a ruling at the arbitration hearing that each claimant received around 1 million rand for the trauma and damages caused. So did they receive it or didn't they? Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter, has been looking at that for us. Mia, thanks for joining us on the Midday Report today. What is the Gauteng government saying?
Gauteng government says that they are committed to paying out this last bit of money, Mandy, but they say they have already made it available and this is no delaying tactic. But they are, in fact, heading to court to first get a curator to be placed in charge of the patient's finances. In fact, they have a whole team working on this application, which they will then submit at the High Court in Johannesburg. We don't know when they will, but they say it will be soon. Now, they first need to declare that the patients are financially unfit and that so that the curator can then be appointed by the court to take over the payments. And this, the department says that it's just a safeguard them from abuse of their money. Now, the Gauteng government is in fact mindful and understands the frustration from families. It's taken them very long, but they're also blaming the fact that they say that this last group, about over 100 families that are still waiting for their other half of the payment, that they made these claims late. They were not part of the initial arbitration process. But you would think that they would be in a position where they know how to manage these payouts. You know, it's not the first time that they've gone through this.
Mm. You spoke to some of the families. How are they coping with this?
Yes, I spoke to about five families just reflecting on the painful and traumatic journey 5 years on. Some are still anxiously waiting for government to pay out the money. One of them is the father of Deirdre Niemann. She survived the move to another hospital, but she nearly died when she arrived there at the new facility without a medication. She suffers from epilepsy, and the staff there didn't know that they have to give her this medication. They are still begging for the rest of the money, and they say it's just simply it's simply unacceptable that they have to beg for this money. Now, her father, Henny, says they don't understand why government is taking so long.
Look, it's certainly very, very disappointing. I don't think that the parents that hasn't been paid compensation is unreasonable. The fact that a part of that judgment that was handed down was actually adhered to, you know, shows that it can be done, and we just can't understand, and we are disappointed that for some reason the other portion of the affected patients and their families are just not assisted. It's very disappointing, I agree.
And Mandy, there are other families like Maria Margie. She's got a pension money and she's looking after entire family. And she just says that she desperately needs this to create a better life for her son who survived this tragedy.
So where are we with the criminal charges?
The NPA says that they are still looking for dates for pre-hearing for that inquest to determine if anyone can, in fact, be held liable. So we know that in March 2018, the retired Deputy Chief Justice, Dikgang Moseneke, said that he was handing over that folder with all the evidence to the police. And so several people have been implicated. And last year, around about this time, the NPA said that they are considering possible dates. Now, a year later, we're in exactly the same position. They're still looking for dates. But I want you to listen to what Andrew Peterson, one of the family members, say about politicians who simply resign their way out of trouble without any consequences.
It's terrible, you know, it's extremely painful. I mean, we talk to families all the time on WhatsApp, you know, and you can actually hear the pain coming through. You know, to say, when is this happening? I mean, it was, as you said, 2015, justice delayed is really truly justice denied. And I don't understand why it's being underplayed like that. I mean, I'm happy that you, 702, are actually following up on this. Because, I mean, the media has just gone silent on us as well.
And so many are just hoping that they will, that there will be some accountability. But 5 years later, Mandy, you know, you can't blame them for being skeptical.
Indeed. Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter. Not surprised so many of them are skeptical. They still haven't been paid out there. So thank you for that report. Some of the victims of the Life Sedimini tragedy, 5 years later, they still haven't received their compensation from government.